I was talking just today, you see. Why should we worship God-man, the God in man, or man in God? You see? Why should we worship anybody? Why we should give preference to a God in man? First of all, God is manifesting in him. He is also within us too. He is a controlling power within us. But God is not manifest in us. That's the reason, first thing. First, he will just, with little thought of his, give us a boost to rise above body consciousness. And as he sees the God within him, we begin to have some capital, something to start with, of seeing him or hearing. That's the first thing. Why should we worship God in man? You see, God is love. We are also love personified. Natural way it is always attached to something. So we are attached through love to the body, to the children, to our society, to our countries. So our love is divided in so many parts. So by loving God in man, the purpose, main thing is that our whole love should be united, centered in one place. Just like a pipe, water, there are some holes in it. The water will be go out drop by drop, if you use out. If you close all the holes of the pipe, leave one open, then through that open hole you will find the water will shoot forth outside. The purpose of loving God in man is that your whole love should be centered in one place, where he is manifest. So, as God is manifest in him, he has got a, like an attraction, you see. He will attract you, your soul, I mean to say, you see, towards his own self. You feel this is the bird sings, you see, when you see flowers outside. That old thing goes on the ordinary flowers of paper or some pictures of flowers. So that the radiance or the beauty of God which is refulgent in him, that attracts the soul of the others, you see. The more you direct your attention to him, that radiance within him will attract you. And that will be so strong that your all other attachments will cut away, finish. This is one main thing, why we should worship God in man. As you think, the other thing is, as you think, so you become. Every day you get injection from his life, in your own soul. You get abundance of that with life within you. You become all life itself. So you got love with, even in the world, you see, you got love with somebody, and you are there are hundreds of others sitting, you are all your attention diverted to that particular man, your soul. Similarly, you have got that radius, God in man, you see, that will take you. All the time, people worship twice a day, or once a day, or five times a day. He is every minute worshipping the God in man. The reason is, as you think, so you become. In due course of time, you will forget whether it is you or he. As St. Paul said, it is I, and not know I, it is Christ within me. So such a follower, just such an initiate, you see, he becomes the very, as good as Master. Master is as good as God. You see? So this is why we should love the God in man. Why should we keep up his commandments? Wherever you are attached, you will follow him in whatever, wherever he goes. But if you have the love for the Master, the God in him, where will you go? Where he will go? If he is not to return, go in transmigration. Why can you come back? So he is God manifested in man for so many reasons. I have given one instance of a lover of one master named Bheek. Bheek, his name was. He used to recite the very repetition of the master's name. Ya Bheek, Ya Bheek. He was so much enthused with that name or with the master. People, somebody, that was the reign of the Muslims, Mohammedans, you see. They asked him, who is your God? He said, Bheek is my God, master is my God. Who is his prophet? It is my master is the only prophet. So according to the, you see, Mohammedan rites and rituals, etc., they decided to behead him, to kill him. And his case was brought to the king for order. King saw his God-intoxicated eyes, you see. He said, leave him. Why? Can he flee away? No, he won't go. And then he told him, look here, there is a dearth of rain in our country. If you would just ask your master, Bheek, to give us rain so that the fields may be have water enough. All right, I will tell him, so much confident about the master. Are we confident so much about the master that full faith? All right, when you come back, I will come day after tomorrow. He went away. Next day there was rain, very heavy rain. All the country over was flooded with water. Third day he came out. Well, all right, thank you to your master that you have sent us rain. All right, then he just offered some income of some villages, you see, this is what we, from the people from the country, we draw some money for the carry on this, all arrangements of the government. Sorry, he says, the income of so many villages will I offer to your master. Oh, no, these are all perishable things. I can't take perishable things to my master, you see. You follow me, what is the good of worshipping a master? You have not seen God. Unless you see God, then what to do? Where is manifest? If you see Him, you see God. Christ said, who has seen me has seen my Father. You follow me? The same teaching goes on everywhere. Who has seen me has seen my Father. So worship of God in man is the worship of God. So constantly you are remembering, you are imbued with this sweet memories, you see, from head down to foot. Then in due course of time you forget yourself, whether it is you or he. Mawlana Rumi says, well, my inner self is so much overflooded with my master that I have forgotten who am I. I am no more. So for these reasons, for so many reasons, you see. If you worship, where will you go? Where he will go. If you direct your whole attention to him, that will attract you and cut off all your fetters of love with your children and everywhere. You see? And you will be all alone, even sitting among thousands of people. You are just devoted to your master, you see. Outside you appear to be a man moving on earth, but you are no more a man, you are a master's man. Master is a God in man, you become master in man, then what is it? You become God in man. That's the most natural way. It requires no philosophy. As you think, so you become. So what is left to us to do? To just abide by all commandments of the Master. ABC starts from there. So yesterday I was just putting before you what things stand in the way of devotion and how this devotion gives you full fruit. Now, why you worship Master? These smaller things, you see, every day are brought to your notice to understand. Everything has why and wherefore of things, you see. But be careful, you are not devoted to some wrong master. Because what is the criterion of a real master and the acting posing master. So who can give you a lift, could give you something to see within and something to hear within. If he does you for a while, maybe for a few minutes, and gives you something to start on, light and sun, well, this is the outer criteria. You don't be led away by the outer propaganda or so many things, you see, outer pomp and show. Simply see what he can give you. Generally, the world is flooded with masters, I said the so-called master. But real master is one who can give you something to start with the very first day. Then dwell it from day to day. How can you, if a seed is laid down in the earth, then put water of love, of devotion, of regular giving water to the seed, and then grow up, and that water is what? The love of the master. The more you love, the more you will keep his commandments, the more you love, as you think, you will always in constant memories of the master. The more you love, you will be just having the life impulse on the master, always, and you will be overflowing with life. There are so many things, you see. As Christ said, I am the vine without the branches. So long as you are embedded in me, you will bear fruit and pursuit. The same teachings everywhere. God consciousness, that you can have, that can dwell by coming in contact with the God conscious man. See, he is God consciousness himself. He has risen into that. And if you rise in the master and master is God conscious man, you become God conscious. That's the simple way. So in this way, you can, if you go on very regularly, in a very short time you can achieve anything, you see. Pity it is, so many things stand in the way, as I told you yesterday. We have to be very careful about that. And you have constant remembrance, just like when you're stabbed, for instance, God forbid, you have pain here. Nobody sees, but you have got pain, constant pain within you. Just like you love the master, if it's all along within you, you see. You may not be speaking any word, nothing, when you hear or just think of the master, the tears will flow down from your eyes. That's the only thing to show. So it is why we should love the master. And how this love commences, ABC, from keeping up his commandments. आपको मालूम हुआ भाई क्यों गुरु से प्यार करना चाहिए. गुरु गुरु हो जरूर, ये बात जरूरी है. अगर वो नहीं तो वही बनोगे जो वो है. उसका क्राइटेरियन कसौटी क्या है? व्हाट इज द क्राइटेरियन ऑफ अ ट्रू गुरु? दैट ही मस्ट बी एबल टू गिव यू समथिंग टू स्टार्ट. संतन्मो को पूंजी सौंपे. बारी पांप एंड शोर प्रोपेगेंडा पर मत जाओ. सी व्हाट यू गेट. इफ यू गॉट समथिंग टू स्टार्ट, थोड़ा भी कुछ मिले तो फिर बढ़ सको. तो इसलिए फकीर आम लोग बार पाँव पिछो नहीं रखते, समझे. वो साधारण जीव ने आ गया, बहुत अच्छा मिल गया तो बहुत अच्छा, नहीं तो लोग फिर पेट पर चारक रखते हैं, कई बातें करते हैं, बड़ा पाँव पिछो रखते. बस क्राइटेरियन सिर्फ यही है कि कुछ मिले स्टार्ट. संतन मो को पूंजी सौ. तो ये छोटी छोटी बातें कीप नोट्स. तुम सुन जाते हो, भूल जाते हो. अगर याद करके तो रोज अपने जीवन में धारण करो, कुछ दिनों में बन सकते हैं.